This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
It is a chance to vent, to get anything big or small off your chest. The catch is you have to scream it out.
It'll feel good, we promise.
1-800-222-0985. I see some people are screaming on KRZ Facebook page. You can comment in all caps. We will try to reenact your venting. But better that you vent yourself because it does feel better.
Yeah.
And you want to get us started this morning.
Give us a call. Yeah, 1-800-222-0985. So mine is, I got the worst Mother's Day gift for my mommy ever. Dude, my brothers and I went in on this really fancy schmancy digital picture frame that you've seen it. They rotate the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We can load it from anywhere in the world once you get the app. So we can be on vacation and be sending photos to this frame for my mom. We figured she could have it on a little night table there and be looking at it and the kid and the grandkids.
Like, yeah.
So we painstakingly all put a ton of photos on there. She has over like 100 pictures.
Wow.
All of us really spent a lot of time doing this. And then we sent it early and my dad was going to surprise her with it over Zoom chat with all of us yesterday. So the grand unveiling comes. And she's crying. She's so happy. We explain what it is. And she's holding it in her hands. You guys, this is the best. Oh, my goodness. I love it. And then Dad reveals, well, our hillbilly backwoods internet doesn't seem to be strong enough to run it. I've been working on it for 3 hours now. Long story short, we haven't gotten the damn thing to work yet. And I feel awful. It's like the pictures are just sitting in there and she cannot get them. Now, he showed her the app, so she saw what we loaded for her, and she was very touched. It's just not the same.
It's the most frustrating gift ever.
He's still working on it. And you know my dad. He's so anal retentive. He's like, why can't I get this to work? I don't think it's going to work. Isn't that the worst? It's like we're taunting her for Mother's Day.
Yes. Go ahead, Jess.
All right, my Mother's Day was so horrible. I had to make my own coffee. I made my own dinner. I only had two of my four children to wish me happy Mother's Day.
Unacceptable. Oh, girl.
And
I'm
to make dinner. I had to make my own coffee. I got no breakfast. I got zero for Mother's Day.
No.
Time to rework that will.
Seriously. How old are your kids?
18, 16, 11 and 9.
Oh, guys, they got to step up their game.
And why do I think the 18 and the 16-year-olds are the ones that didn't do anything?
Actually, my 16-year-old and my 9-year-old were the only two to wish me a happy Mother's Day. My 18-year-old waited until I was going to bed last night to wish me happy Mother's Day.
Just under the wire.
No, you get a do-over. I think next Sunday it needs to be your day. It needs to be Jessica Day. Just your whole day.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, love you.
Thanks,
so sorry.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks. Bye.
Ashley on our Facebook. Oh, my heart bleeds for you. She says, I run a pallet shop and can't find any lumber and haven't been able to for weeks. Having to send my guys home, customers needing pallets. I cannot produce without material. You poor thing. That sucks.
Not sure who this is from, but from the text club at 1-800-222-0985. My baby didn't sleep last night. And I can't get into the Dunkin's. I passed three on the way to work trying to get coffee.
You're better at yelling.
Can't get in.
See, you're good at it.
Feels good just for me to get ticked.
What about Eric on Facebook? My butt is itchy. That's all you, brother.